Where in the Bible will I find the way of salvation? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Since the beginning of time, man has sought to trust in his own ways in place of following the way of God. Cain wanted to offer a different sacrifice to God rather than the offering that God specified. Naaman wanted to dip in the rivers of his own country rather than in the Jordan, which he had been instructed to do by the man of God, 2 Kings 5. King Saul wanted to keep some of the spoils of battle, but God had commanded him to destroy everything, 1 Samuel 15. God has said, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death," Proverbs 16:25. We have been instructed to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23. Today, we still have those who want to trust in their own ways and have left the way of God. They want to be saved by faith only, or by belief only, or that God has predestined those who will be saved and those who will be lost, and there's nothing anyone can do to change that. Our salvation depends upon accepting and obeying God's way, which is hearing the gospel, believing it, Romans 10:17, Hebrews 11:6, repenting of sins, Luke 13:5, Acts 17:30, confessing Christ, Romans 10:9-10, Acts 8:37, and being baptized in water for the remission of sins, Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, Galatians 3:27. This puts us into Christ. He adds us to His church, Acts 2:47. There is no joining a church of your choice, as Jesus built only one church, Matthew 16:18, Ephesians 4, verse 4. Then we're to live a faithful Christian life, to receive a crown of life, Revelation 2:10. I beg of you to study the Word of God and reject all false doctrine, such as faith only or predestination, as this is man's way, and man's way is the way of death. God's way is the way of life. Accept it and be saved.